Welcome back into Press Row as we continue to broadcast from SEC Media Days here in the Birmingham suburb of Hoover. And it is always a pleasure joining us each year as he does at SEC Media Days, Gary Stokin, the CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Gary, how are you today?
David, Jay, it's so good to be with you because I know college football is not too far off once I sit with you guys.
I tell you where we all age ourselves is the fact that Alabama-Duke will be the 12th year of these things.
Can you believe it? Unbelievable. It's been a great run. I mean, Alabama certainly being 5-0, this will be their sixth time playing. I was just talking to someone else, and you know, Alabama, when they came in 2008, was 7-6 the year before in
right.
the second season. We had Clemson, who was number 9 in the first game, and Alabama wins 34-10. Sports Illustrated cover that week is Alabama's back, because, you know, Alabama had been on a tough streak for
right.
about 10, 12 years. And if Nick, well, he's down here, but if he sits where I sit, he would tell you that that was the start of their run, because the next year – they wind up beating Virginia Tech in our Chick-fil-A kickoff game, who was number 7. Alabama was number 5, and they won the national championship. So, it's been a good run. Nick, thank him. Thank Clemson, Terry Don Phillips for coming over. And all the teams that we've had, you know, it's interesting. Next year we've got 3 games. Never been done in college football. 3 games in a week next year. 2 games the next year after that. 2 games next year after that. And some great programs like Oregon, Georgia, Clemson, Georgia, Alabama, Miami. We've got some blockbuster games coming up. It's been a little bit more challenging because now you got ESPN owning Houston and Orlando and Dallas. You got a game in Charlotte now. And now the networks are even going to – they're promoting teams to play in the first 2 weeks of the season to get the ratings up. So a lot of competition out there, but we've got some good relationships and we've been able to maintain some pretty good matchups.
You point out that first Alabama-Clemson game. I mean, not only did that – put the stamp on Saban's run at Alabama, but you think of the landscape, because Tommy Bowden, and we have Tommy Bowden on our show fairly regularly, and you know, halfway through that season he steps down, Dabo Swinney takes over, and here they are, the two superpowers of the sport.
You're exactly right. Tommy was so gracious in coming to play in that first game, and obviously they have relationships with Alabama, with the Bowden family, and and Dabo got his big break, and look what's happened. I would tell you, in our Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, the Clemson LSU game, I think it was 2012 or 13, when Clemson wound up winning 13-12 at the end on a kick with no time on the clock. They quit Clemsoning.
And
that, Dabo would tell you, that was the start of their run in what they've been able to accomplish. So we've been a part of some historic college football games and start of dynasties in the case of Clemson, Alabama.
This is kind of a follow-up question I have from you from last year, because when we talked in Atlanta, you had this onslaught of these home and home series that have been announced, and in the last 12 months we've seen even more. I mean, Alabama, Oklahoma have scheduled a 32-33 home and home series. So, you know, and it reminded me when you talked about how many games you've got next year, the year after that, year after that. How much more challenging is it, given that you're seeing on this landscape a lot of return to the traditional home and homes?
That's a great question, David, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it is challenging in that, number one, you got ESPN that owns Houston, Dallas, and Orlando. And so they're pretty powerful. They've got more leverage than I do. Charlotte's got a game now. The networks are going to push forward. And I think the ADs are looking at two reasons. Number one, they're hedging their bet that going forward they see an expansion in the college football playoff potentially. Because in 26 through 30, you could possibly have 8 teams in a playoff. If you do, you got one group of 5 because of the antitrust, you got to have them in. You got 5 conference champions or however representatives. You got 2 at-large slots. And there is such a thing in the CFP nomenclature of a good loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like last year, we had number 6 Washington, number 9 Auburn. Auburn beats Washington. Well, that's a good loss by Washington, and they won the Pac-12, and they had a chance, if they'd have beaten Auburn, probably get in the playoff. So that's how important the non-conference scheduling is to the CFP. And so I think they're looking at it saying, okay, if we had 2 good losses, we could potentially get in that large slot. Second reason they're doing this, you've got to keep your home ticket base revenue up. And you don't control your TV revenue as an AD, but you control your ticket base. And by adding a good competitive game in your non-conference schedule at the, on the home ticket season format, you got a chance to keep people buying tickets and coming to games. And you've got to do that as an AD. So I think those are the two reasons why you're seeing these home and homes. And I'm all for it. I think our games will continue to exist because not everybody can schedule a home and home. But I believe college football tradition, home and homes are great for college football.
That voice you hear is Gary Stokin, the CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. You're listening to Gary here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Gary, I know the extra competition and in what David talked about, the home and homes, makes your job a little more difficult. But seeing how many people are emulating your idea and what you started more than a decade ago, that has to be a little bit flattering to you and to the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, right?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, obviously, you know, we didn't look at it other than to say we have an opportunity here. We want to get back to college football. We have, you know, a vision to make Atlanta the capital of college football, and we wanted to get into the CFP. And so by doing that, by, I think, bringing the College Football Hall of Fame to Atlanta, I think the commissioners and the president saw that and said these guys deserve a chance, along with selling out 18 straight years of our Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl when we had the ACC versus the SEC. But certainly imitation is the highest form of flattery. And so, yeah, it's nice to have people copy. I mean, Pete Dersis at ESPN does a great job, and he's really creative. And to see him follow what we've been doing is, yeah, it certainly is flattering.
I know that you want to find schools not only regionally but nationally, have fan bases that want to bring a bunch of fans, experience Atlanta, do all those things. How big of a challenge is it, though? This year's game is a little one-sided. I mean, you scheduled Duke a couple 3 years ago. They're on the ascent. They get to an ACC championship game. They've got a first-round quarterback last year. And now they're going to go in there, and they're going to be a 3-plus touchdown underdog to an Alabama team that's going to be number one or two in the country. How difficult is that for y'all in the scheduling process?
Yeah, you know, when you schedule out further,
right,
you have less control. I'll give you an example. You know, in I guess it was 13, I went to Jimbo after he won the national championship. I said, "We'd like to get you in our kickoff game." He said, "Okay, this is the year I'm available." And 17 was one and 20 was another. We 17, we got him against Alabama. And then I said, "In 20, who do you want to play?" He said, "Well, I've never played West Virginia, and I'm from West Virginia. Could you get West Virginia?" Well, I went and got West Virginia. Guess what? Next year, Jimbo's gone, and so is Dana Holgorsen.
So that's a dream matchup in 2013 here.
When you get that far out, to your point, it's more difficult to control
right. The
variables. But, you know, because of competition, you've got to get a little bit further out, right? Because ESPN's got a lot more stroke than I do. But the second part of that is, you know, I try and look at the coaches' contracts, what quarterbacks are going to be there, recruiting over the last 5 years. And some of it's science and some of it's a guess. But in the case of Duke, like you said, they made it to a championship game. They'd been to bowl games 6 out of the last 7 years. If Daniel Jones stays,
right,
they're a top 25 team, right? Daniel Jones leaves and goes, he's the Giants and the number 6 pick in the NFL. Who knew? So, you know, you don't control a lot of the variables, but you know, I still think Duke, they've got 16 starters coming back. Their defensive backfield may be the best in the country this year, which matches up good against Alabama's strength, which is the passing game. I never thought I'd say that with Nick Saban coach team, but, you know, with Tua and Judy, I mean, that's a pretty good combination. So I think it's going to be a very competitive game.
Gary, before we let you go, I know you talked about Bama, what they've got coming. I know Georgia's playing Virginia and Oregon in your game. What's the update with Tennessee? What does it look like in Tennessee?
Well, you know, I'm going here, the ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12 over the next week. And I talked to a lot of coaches and ADs while I'm there. And, you know, I talked to Jeremy Pruitt, and I said, "Jeremy, we want to get you in the game now that you're at Tennessee." Philip Fulmer's a good friend, a good relationship with him, and certainly we're looking at Tennessee, you know, when it makes its sense for them. And as Jeremy said, he says, "Gary, we'll play anybody." So, and I believe Jeremy's going to get it turned around there with he and Philip Fulmer there. That's a great combination for Tennessee. And Tennessee's been good to us.
They're undefeated there.
They're undefeated, and they love recruiting in Georgia. So it makes a whole lot of sense. Easy trip for their fans. So, yeah, we're working on Tennessee in the future.
Gary, listen, thank you so much for joining us. I'm telling you, it feels so old for all of us that this is the 12th year of your games. But you've done a remarkable job and helped shape a lot of the excitement over Labor Day weekend.
Well,
and so
thank
you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Always good to be with you and Jay. Thanks. Have a great season.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Gary Stokin joining us here on Press Row. Back with more as we broadcast from SEC Media Days at the Winfrey Hotel here in Hoover, Alabama. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
No worries.